WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Another local convenience store was the target of a robbery, but this time the man accused of making the attempt walked out of the Sunrise Food Mart on Leonard Road west of Bryan without getting any money, and he was arrested the next day. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says the clerk had seen 27-year-old Artemio DeLeon come into the store two times earlier that day.
He walks in the door with vinyl gloves on, and it certainly rattled the clerk when he handed her the note. The clerk described that she could read it, but she told the suspect that she didn't have her glasses and she couldn't read. And that just kind of thwarted the whole thing because he got frustrated and left the store.
Investigators used the store's surveillance video to identify and locate DeLeon. Jail records show this is his fourth arrest in the last 12 months and the 14th time since 2004. State lawmakers representing Brazos County are upbeat about what was accomplished in the recently completed legislative session.
Representative John Rainey of Bryan told the Chamber of Commerce audience that one thing done for the owners of small business owners was addressing changes in the franchise tax.
The way that businesses are categorized, some seem to think that they were categorized inappropriately, and their franchise tax has jumped considerably. I think we addressed some of those needs during the session.
Kyle Cassell, representing rural Brazos County and counties to the north and east, asked for support of the proposed constitutional amendment for the state's water plan.
Utilize $2 billion from the Economic Stabilization Fund. How are we going to stabilize this growing economy? If we don't have water for all these folks and businesses moving to Texas, we're going to be in trouble.
Addressing the state budget, Senator Charles Schwartner says 30% is taken up by health care. That's double from 12 years ago.
Everything we talk about, higher ed, education, criminal justice, transportation, you got to realize that because of the squeeze that's occurring with health care costs, the other aspects of the budget are getting the short end of the stick.
You can hear what was said on our website at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
We have two more scam alerts. College Station Police Officer Phil Dorsett says while you're driving, someone comes up and tells you there's something wrong with your car.
And what we've been hearing is that they're coming up to the car and explaining that they're a mechanic and they just so happen to have the part that's needed to fix whatever problem they're observing, kind of trying to keep the driver inside the vehicle so they can't get out and see that there's really nothing wrong with it.
And Atmos Energy has issued a nationwide alert to beware of bogus phone calls demanding payment for past due balances. Atmos spokesman Chase Murphy says you will always be given payment options.
We will offer you by phone. We will offer you using a debit card or a credit card or checking account information. Or we will also remind you that there are authorized payment locations here around town where you can walk in and physically make a payment.
You can check the status of your Atmos account by phone, going online, or visiting an authorized payment location. The feedback was immediate from College Station homeowners who caught wind of an online story about renting their houses to those needing lodging for Aggie Home football games. City planner Morgan Hester says regulations require homeowners to register as a bed and breakfast.
With a bed and breakfast, the homeowner must reside in the house and be there whenever the guests are there. So if they comply with that, in addition to registering with the state as a business and registering on our website with the hotel occupancy tax, then everything is fine.
Hester also says there can't be more than four unrelated people staying in a bed and breakfast or a rental house. Complaints will be forwarded to the city's code enforcement office. A link to Hester's blog is on our website at WTAW.com. Tomorrow, you can cheer on a current Texas Aggie as she competes on The Price is Right. Danielle Gaucher says the back-to-school episode was recorded in May and will air at 10 tomorrow morning on CBS.
It was so much fun, and I'm actually so glad I went. I almost didn't go because I was in the middle of finals, and I didn't think I really had the time or the money to just go to LA for the weekend. My best friend convinced me, and we went, and it was the best experience of my life. It's probably the most random thing I have ever done.
Gaucher, who previously studied marine biology and hopes to become a manatee nurse, says contestants were chosen for their interests and personalities. She won't say yet how she did, but she is looking forward to her family's reactions, good or bad. And a one-vehicle crash last night killed a Grimes County man 6 miles north of Anderson. 60-year-old David Bebe of Iola was southbound on FM 244 when his truck left the roadway and struck a tree. He was wearing his seatbelt at the time. WTAW News Time is 8:13 at 74 degrees. The Zick of the News is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We all enjoy good old-fashioned customer service. Pioneer Steel understands this. And when you walk into their door, you're not just the next customer. You're an established relationship that extends much beyond that. Family-owned and operated since 1943, Pioneer continues to serve its friends and customers with premium quality products and highly personalized service. For your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs, trust Pioneer Steel to get the most out of your investment. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Need to replace the flooring in your home? The time is now with Zorneman Flooring Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale. Hi, this is Leah. Our warehouse is overstocked, so we're selling everything to make room. Looking for exquisite tile, wood, or laminate flooring? Zorneman has it, and it's got to go. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but they can't beat the Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale at Zorneman Flooring. Zorneman Flooring, we're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
It only takes 6.2 seconds for the BMW 528i to go from 0 to 60. That's also about how long it takes to realize that it is faster and more fuel efficient than its top rivals. And it's more than enough time for you to realize that no other car is quite like a 528i. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine. Speed claims based on specs from manufacturer sites. Fuel comparisons based on EPA estimates.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to brazosbounty.com.
Through today, we'll have periods of clouds and sun with a couple of widely scattered showers and thunderstorms around us as well. The high temperature up between 90 and 95 this afternoon. Now, tonight, the skies become mainly clear. We drop down to 72 to 76, and we'll see sunshine with a few scattered clouds during the day Friday. Afternoon high temperature about 95 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear skies, lower 70s, and sun with a few clouds on Saturday, and again near 95. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Okay, now, Kevin, you're not going to be gone anytime soon, are you? I mean, you're not going to be on vacation or anything like that?
No.
Okay. And, Kat, you're going to be around, is that right?
I'm going on vacation in 2 weeks.
Oh, are you? Oh, okay. Well,
I've served my 1 year with no vacation, and I'm taking vacation.
There you go, okay. Because, I mean, we need to find somebody who's got, like, a good radio voice who could come in and maybe take your place.
Okay.
And so...
find somebody good.
Pull that microphone over right
Kat
there.
Kat turns into Radio Ricky all of a sudden.
Well, as a matter of fact...
prefer Dr. Love.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, well, all right. Read, if you would, that just the top two lines there, sir, and right there. Yeah, okay.
Are you really doing auditions for our job while we're here?
That's kind of offensive,
in history,
Scott.
But that first news item there, yeah. There.
But most would keep working after lottery win.
Wow.
How's that for a nice
low voice.
Wow.
Can he do movie commercials?
Well, oh, yeah, he could do In a World. You can say In a World.
In a World.
See? Yeah.
That's awesome.
What we need to do is have him say, and now, Area Man.
That's it. Jason Barfnick, who's really already got a pretty good job. I mean, he's the Public Works Director for the City of Bryan. He joins us this morning. Jason, how are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing fine.
Great. We're going to start, of course, with Jethro Trivia. Have you played Jethro Trivia before?
No.
Okay, good. All right, here we go. Jethro Trivia.
He needs to do the intro for Jethro Trivia.
I'm listening to him.
You could intro the show, man.
That guy's got a great radio voice. That's it. Hello?
How about that handsome mustachioed man with the pleasing baritone?
Wow.
Okay. See, Kat, they're lined up, ready to fill it. Jethro Trivia, Jason, so you know, it's our oddly informative little news quiz that asks a simple question about pop culture and recent current events. It's fun to play. It's easy to win. One of these days we'll have prizes. There's no wagering. What I'll do is I'll ask a question that has a multiple choice answer. And I'm going to let Kat answer first, and then Kevin, and you get to answer. And you can answer one of the same things that they do. So here we go. This weekend, Seattle police are going to hand out what to pot smokers? Will it be A, citations, D, Doritos, C, free transit passes, or D, tips on how to roll a joint? Once again, the Seattle police are going to hand out what to pot smokers this weekend? Is it A, citations, B, Doritos, C, free transit passes, or D, tips on how to roll a joint? Kat, you're first.
I'm going to go with transit passes.
Transit passes, okay. Kevin?
Doritos.
Doritos, okay.
That's, I bet, what they wish for.
Jason?
I'm going to say tips on how to roll.
Okay, so see, we've got three different answers, and Kevin, you win today. The answer is Doritos.
No. The police?
Seattle will celebrate Hemp Fest. That's the world's largest pot rally, and Seattle police will be out there handing out bags of Doritos to any stoners suffering from the munchies.
Oh, my gosh.
The Doritos bag will come with a sticker containing educational information outlining the basics of Washington's new marijuana laws and explaining that while they, you know, possess pot, it's okay, just not too much.
Do you have to pretend you're stoned to get
I don't know.
The Doritos?
Never can tell. All I can say is there you go. They understand exactly what they should be doing, right? How to reach people, stoners, and that's how they do that, okay? Hmm. With that done.
I mean,
that's
thoughtful marketing.
It is. You wish what?
I wish I could get some Doritos.
Well, you
probably what do I have to do?
You go get high.
You want to go act stoned and go to Seattle, then you can do that, okay? All right. Okay, never mind. Jason Barsnick joins us this morning as we get ready for the budget process. And of course, as the director, you take care of water waste. Well, tell us exactly what your job description is so people understand that.
Well, currently I oversee Public Works Department, which involves the Engineering Services Department, water, wastewater, solid waste, oversee the warehouse, traffic, transportation, drainage.
So just about everything.
Just about everything related as far as contact between the city of Bryan customers and the public.
We'll talk about the budget in just a minute, but in the meantime, the last few people who we've had come in to talk from the city of Bryan really has to do with the growth that you've been having. Obviously, on the west side, you've got the Walmart and commercial development there. Then up north, we've got some industries that are coming in. So what does your office need to do in preparation for making this a good environment for not only commercial but also industrial growth?
Well, we have a lot of responsibility. One, we're making sure that we have the water supplies and the water infrastructure to not only provide the water but also treat the water to provide service to the customers and to provide growth. Then we also look at traffic and make sure that we have the roads that we need to get businesses the infrastructure that they need to get goods and services in and out.
You know, and the thing is, it's not jazzy, it's not sexy to talk about wastewater, but the thing is, if you don't have that infrastructure in place, we could have some serious problems down the road. So, I mean, how far in advance are we planning right now? As you sit down and plan, what kind of year are you looking at for Bryan looks good in fill-in-the-blank year?
Whenever we look on water supplies, we're looking out 50 years on what we have as far as water permits and water availability.
You know, yesterday we had an economic outlook conference and we were talking to the state representatives and state senator, and one of the things was water because it's a finite resource, and Brazos-Robertson Water Board getting along better than they used to. But positionally, tell us what Bryan, and of course, and what your knowledge is of College Station as well, what do these cities have as far as 50 years out for water supplies?
Well, I think both cities are in very good shape as far as the area that we have to serve. Now, Bryan doesn't serve all of its citizens. We don't service the same area as our city limits. We service our area based on our CCN, our Certificate of Convenience and Necessity. So that's the area that we are permitted by TCEQ to serve.
Okay.
On the east side, we have Wixon Water that does provide service to some of our citizens. In College Station, they have Welborn Water District that provides water to their district or to their citizens. But as far as overall, the aquifer that we're sitting on, you know, there are a lot of different places in Texas, Austin, and even Dallas Metroplex area that have looked at this area for water supply to meet their future needs.
Well, and how would that impact our needs then as local citizens? We're concerned. We want to be sure that we can protect our water. What happens when the big cities try to do something maybe legislatively to take our water away from us?
Well, it would be a big battle at the legislature. You know, it would involve everybody that we have representing us at the state level. to get involved there, and it surely could impact us as far as what water we have available. You know, we may have to do more water restrictions and have different types of landscaping.
Let's talk a little bit about the budget process, because that's what we're in right now. You know, I was having a look at some of the revenue projections and some of the expenses. Tell me, how does water revenue go up? We're going down from 13.4 to 12.6. How does that not go up when your population is going up? It would seem like more people would use more water.
Each year we project out on our budget, we're projecting a growth of about 1.5%. Whenever we get into the budget process, you know, we're about 6 months in. Whenever we do the projection, we look at what's happened in the early months. We're on the tail end of a summer. And if we're looking like we're going to have better numbers than we did before, then we'll increase that projection. So we always budget middle of the road, and then we revise the projection 5 or 6 months in so we can give council a better idea of where we're going to end up on the year.
You know, I was looking at the situation that you have right now, where your expenses seem to be going down, but we're going to be taking on some new debt 3 years down the road. Is that right?
Correct.
And it's going to be a swing of about $7 million from going to having a little bit of extra money to taking in more debt. Why such a big swing over a short period of time?
Well, we have some large projects that we need to plan for, some elevated storage tanks, and to also improve our infrastructure on the water production side.
We're getting a new water tower?
We're looking to put one in.
Where would that be?
Well, we're looking either on the east side or the west side. We want some more aerial storage to provide for the growth. We haven't actually identified a site yet, but we are looking to purchase some land and put in a new storage tank.
We've talked about this before. We haven't talked about it with you, so people will understand, besides being able to tell pilots where they are, why do we have water tanks?
Water tanks help us in the distribution system provide the pressure that we need to the customers. So we have a pump station in downtown, and then we have aerial storage tanks out that help us provide service to the customer and also maintain the pressure within the system.
Something that people may not know, and you might explain this to them, is that Brian basically has to cool their cold water.
That is correct. Whenever our water wells are about 3,000 feet deep, whenever we pull the water up, it comes out about 118 degrees. And so the first process we do is send the water through cooling towers. Big industrial fans cool the water. I think KBTX did a special on it the other night.
Oh, did they?
And we cool the water, and then we put it into ground storage tanks, and then we send it what we call into town, but we send it to what we call a high service pump station, where then we booster pump it up and send it out to the customers.
So how many hours of supply or days of supply do you have to have in the tanks for this process?
Well, you know, at this ground storage tank at the low service pump station where the water comes in and gets cooled, we have 1.5 million gallons of storage. On a summer day, a hot day, we'll produce about 20 million gallons. So it's those tanks are turned over many times a day.
Right.
When it gets to downtown, we recently completed a 5 million gallon ground storage tank, which should give us a total of 10. And so, again, on that 20 million gallon day, those tanks get turned over twice.
Okay. So, again, so that means how many millions of gallons of water are used in Bryan every day during the summer, for instance?
About 20. Okay. We use about 20 million gallons, about our peak right now.
Okay. And then the lowest month where we use water is what month usually?
Probably around December or January. Okay. We're down around 6 or 7, 8 million gallons a day.
So
So you can see the big swing in what the irrigation does in the peak in the summertime.
Sure. Tremendous difference as far as that goes. What do you see has been the biggest change since let's say over the last 3 years within Bryan, and then any projections toward mark changes that we'll see in city services in 3 years, so in that six-year gap?
I think the biggest change you're going to see, especially on the water services side, is going to be with our AMI project. We're putting in new meter technology. We're still wrapping up or still implementing our project. BTU's completed theirs on the electric side. But that should give the customer a lot of flexibility in being able to see their usage, being able to go in and see when they're watering, what their water bill is actually doing, if they have private leaks, be able to receive notification that, hey, you need to check out your property, you're receiving, may have a leak. Really, one of our biggest water conservation type projects that we have going on is that AMI project, because it gives the customer so much flexibility and information at their fingertips that they can actually manage their water usage should they want to.
What does AMI stand for?
It's advanced meter infrastructure.
Okay. So, in other words, they'll be able to go into their computer possibly? Is that
computer, maybe even their smartphone where they could actually log into an app and be able to see what their usage is. We get hourly data that gets logged into the computer, so you could go and actually see hourly usage. Now, our supervisors, if we have a call and have a question about a leak, supervisors can actually go in and see when the customer may have an irrigation sprinkler come on and see the increase in usage on an hourly basis.
You know, one of the things it seems that more cities are doing now is possibly raising their rates today so that they don't have to go out and look for bonds in the future. This basically the way that you see Brian doing things?
Well, right now we've been very fortunate with the weather being dry, that we've had very good revenues. Staff has done an excellent job in curtailing expenses, keeping them to a minimum. And we've been putting quite a bit of money away in our piggy bank, if you will. And we're using that to fund, like the new ground storage tank, we're planning to issue about $4 million in debt for that. And we're actually able to pay for that out of cash. I could see the city of Bryan in the future going to some type of increased tiered rate, similar to College Station and other water utilities, where the top users pay a little more if you want to irrigate. But yes, paying for infrastructure and other things out of cash and positioning yourself long term, that's the reason we go out and plan 8 to 10 years in advance to see kind of what we're going to be doing and what our rates will be doing and income. Of course, that goes on assumptions on what other things may be happening in the city, whether it's internally or electric rates.
So, yeah, it's really pretty good news. Ann Horton here yesterday saying that the the tax rate looks like it's going to go down. You're going to be able to hold your rates where they are right now?
Correct.
And then, on a personal note then, BTU customers outside the city, what's happening to their rates? They're going to stay the same?
I think BTU, they made the presentation at the budget.
Yeah.
And they have a, you know, they're part of the statewide infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
I think they are having to pay for part of a
transmission. That's right.
So
transmission,
I think there's a small increase there overall.
And again, while it's not in your purview, speak to us from the standpoint of what it's like to have something like BTU, which is a utility that generates revenue because they're able to sell off some of that. And what does that do to your general revenue fund to be able to work in public works?
Well, you know, overall, just the utilities themselves, whether it's water, wastewater, solid waste, electric, enterprise funds, we generate cash. You know, we're not for profit, but we do generate money, not from tax revenue, but from what the ratepayers pay. We typically, on a dry year on the water side, we'll have some money, which allows us to do a little few extra things. Having BTU a part of our group, if we need more infrastructure at the water plant or wastewater plant, we have some flexibility there where we can get redundancy into the plant so that we can always make sure we have, in time of need, be able to produce that water to the customers.
It's a pretty good deal. Folks, I hope they appreciate that Brian really is in an excellent position compared to a whole lot of cities that have to go out and scramble and bid for their utilities and are having to do increases in water and wastewater to be able to have those elements where you're not going to have to raise your rates and have our tax rate go down. Is a pretty good time right now to be in Brian, I would think.
It's a very good time. We have got a lot of exciting things coming and a lot of growth that's going on, and we hope to continue that over the next few years.
Anything else we didn't cover that you'd like to share with our audience today?
Well, I think that's it. For the citizens of Bryan, you have great staff that's trying to do the best for you every day, and we're out there trying to make it a better place to live.
There you go. Jason Barfdick, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Visit the folks from the City of Bryan on Thursdays. Our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Normandy Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Normandy Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Normandy Tractor. Pay cash and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Normandy Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Normandy Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. Visit normandytractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
An encouraging report on the labor market. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Data from Washington continue to point to a gradually improving job market. The number of first-time claims for unemployment benefits fell by 15,000 to 320,000 last week, and that's the lowest one-week tally since October of 2007. We had to shell out a little more for goods and services last month. The Labor Department reports the Consumer Price Index, its measure of retail-level inflation, moved up 0.2 percentage point in July. Core prices, which exclude energy and food, showed an identical increase. Express mail from the post office has been upgraded to be more competitive with private sector delivery companies. The Postal Service is hoping guaranteed delivery dates plus free tracking and insurance will attract more business. Cisco Systems is taking an axe to its workforce. The networking equipment maker will slash 4,000 jobs. Stock market futures are lower this morning. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Quite often we find ourselves thinking, we should have done things sooner.
I love that we took this vacation.
I know. We should have done this a long time ago.
Sooner is just better than later. And now you don't have to wait till later to own the car of your dreams. Thanks to a surprisingly affordable certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And with exceptional 1.99% financing on select models, now through September 3rd, that dream is more attainable than ever. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. And your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is available only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptional financing.
WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn. With football season here, it's time to start planning where everyone needs to stay. Go to redvelvetinn.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. The summer's Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook Luncheon was a recap of the legislative session.
Part of the review was the proposed constitutional amendment to increase highway funding. Senator Charles Schwartner is concerned about the makeup of a select committee that would decide how much money from the rainy day fund goes towards highways.
I voted for transportation direct appropriation from the rainy day fund as a pay-as-you-go method, which would have appropriated in the Senate budget at least $2.9 billion, which would have saved $3.7 in interest in long term.
Representative Kyle Cassell says he's been working with rural cities in his district to promote highways.
You need to start touting Highway 14, because if you're coming out of Dallas, it's a nice road, it's in good shape, and you get to hit Mahia, Gross Beck, Cassie, Thornton, and Bremont. So it covers about 5 or 6 of my favorite little cities.
Representative John Rainey worries about tying additional highway money to revenue from the oil and gas severance tax.
As everybody that lives in Texas knows, all businesses goes up and it comes down. It's been doing that for all of our lives. I expect it's going to go down again at some point. But when that happens, we're not going to have any money to put into transportation.
Online at WTAW.com, you can hear more from the lawmakers. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You're not advised to do what a convenience store clerk did to avoid a robbery earlier this week. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says the would-be thief walked out in frustration without any money, and he was arrested the next day.
You never know how desperate someone might be, and faced with the frustration that, you know, not being able to carry out that crime, they might have retaliated in some way. So I would certainly worry about doing it that way. In this case, it worked out, and, you know, she was able to thwart the theft.
27-year-old Artemio DeLeon is accused of giving a note to the clerk at the Sunrise Food Mart on Leonard Road west of Bryan. Instead of handing over money, the clerk told DeLeon she couldn't read the note because she didn't have her glasses. That's when DeLeon walked out and was found the next day at his sister's house. With all hotel rooms booked for the A&M football season, College Station homeowners are offering to rent their houses. Following numerous inquiries, city planner Morgan Hester posted a blog saying that game day rentals are not allowed unless the home is registered as a bed and breakfast. Enforcement will be done on a complaint basis.
Let's say, just for example, they have six people that are staying there for the weekend. And, you know, so they're parked on the street, the neighbor can't get to their driveway, they're loud, they can't sleep. So they'll contact us and tell us, hey, I think that the property next door to me is operating as a game day rental. Can y'all do something?
Hester says there's a limit of four unrelated people staying in a rental house and at a bed and breakfast. On our website at WTAW.com is a link to Hester's online story. Don't be bullied by someone calling you demanding you pay an overdue bill. Atmos Energy spokesman Chase Murphy says it's a nationwide scam.
Our representatives will verify all of your account information before proceeding and before they ever take any payment information. We're going to make sure that we're talking to the right person that's on the account before we ever get any identification or any payment information.
Another alert comes from the College Station Police Department. Officer Phil Dorsett says some drivers have been pulled over by so-called mechanics who claim there's something wrong with your car.
It's real important just to realize, you know, these people are good at kind of getting people worked up, and, you know, you're caught off guard. And if something doesn't feel right, never feel bad about either just telling someone to hold on, you know, getting out of that situation if you need to, leaving, or certainly calling us.
Dorsett says they prefer getting a call before any payment is made instead of afterwards. Texas A&M graduate student Danielle Gaucher is keeping a secret, at least until tomorrow. Gaucher recently competed on The Price is Right, and her results will be revealed on air tomorrow morning at 10 on CBS.
My family is just kind of waiting. They think that I did things, and sometimes I'll say one thing and then I'll say another, and they're really mad at me for not telling them. But my family lives in Boston. So they haven't seen me yet, and I want them to watch it and be surprised, and then they can all call me and yell at me for not telling them.
Gaucher calls the day-long experience of selection and filming a huge party and says you'll see her and her friends in the center front row. She says she almost didn't go because she was in the middle of finals, but her best friend convinced her to, and it was one of the most fun experiences of her life. And an Iola man was killed last night in a single vehicle crash in Grimes County. 60-year-old David Bebe, who was wearing his seatbelt, was southbound on FM 244 when his truck left the roadway and struck a tree 6 miles north of Anderson. WTAW News Time is 8:40. It's 74 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
With football season here, your home may start getting a little crowded. With friends and family traveling to town, it's time to start planning where everyone needs to stay. Think the Red Velvet Inn. The Red Velvet Inn is an ultra-unique, colorful, pet-friendly bed and breakfast in the heart of downtown Navasota, just 15 minutes south of College Station and an hour north of Houston. There is still some space available this fall, so contact the Red Velvet Inn now. Look them up today at redvelvetinn.com or call 979-777-5584. That's 777-5584.
Normandy Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Normandy Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32 horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Normandy Tractor. Pay cash and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Norman G. Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Norman G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas. Visit normangtractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor.
Wow, look at her. She yours?
Yeah, my first.
Congrats. You're going to love every moment of it.
This is all just so new for me.
Here you are, sir, your Subway Applewood pulled pork with extra pickles.
I'm just so happy.
Try the newest arrival at Subway, the new Applewood pulled pork. Tender pork and rich barbecue sauce bursting with sweet, smoky Applewood flavor on freshly baked bread. Get it before it's gone. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
The new Subway $4 lunch is for everyone. It's for value seekers, for veggie eaters, for meat lovers, for spicy Italian lovers, for big appetites, for pickle people, for meatball dreamers, for fitness fanatics, for everyone who wants more of what they love. The new Subway $4 lunch. Lunch. Tons of 6-inch subs to choose from, like the spicy Italian or meatball marinara, plus a 21-ounce drink all day, every day. It's for everyone. Subway, eat fresh.
Prices and participation may vary. Additional charges for extras, plus tax. See stores for $4 lunch selection. Prices higher in Alaska.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we're not sure what you get when you add a wide selection of car and truck batteries to free battery testing and professional installation while you wait. But we know what you don't get. Stuck. No matter what kind of car or truck you have, you'll find the battery you need at Batteries Plus Bulbs. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs in College Station now through August 31st to save $10 on select Duracell car and truck batteries after rebate. Located at the corner of Texas and Holloman.
Glass has basically stayed the same for a long time, but how you use glass can change, well, every day. And you know, since 1946, Acme Glass has been here for you when you need glass or when you want glass. More often than not, you need glass. You need to get something replaced, and they understand the importance of responding quickly. Whether it's a commercial application in your home or in your vehicle, Acme Glass will respond quickly and make sure that glass gets replaced. And if it means them coming to you to have that done with your vehicle, then obviously they'll do that for you. Just give them a call. Either of their locations, downtown Bryan on Main Street or in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. Now, it could be a glass project that you're working on. You need a piece of glass cut to size. You want to put a straight line bevel on a mirror. You can do that at Acme Glass. Now, they've opened a half day on Saturday, which makes it convenient for you if you've got a project you need to work on, or maybe your vehicle is tied up during the week and the weekend is the only time you can get the work done. Those are the kind of things that make a difference. The reason that Acme Glass has been the answer to glass problems for people since 1946. Again, two locations, downtown Bryan and in College Station across from A&M, Acme Glass. Brazos Valley weather. It rained. Did you notice that?
Yes, sir.
The concrete's growing here. No. Anyway, I'm trying to remember the last time we really had a morning rain, and that's always a good sign because that means there's plenty of moisture in there and it didn't take, you know, a lot of heat to get things juiced up. And so obviously the temperature will go up as the day goes on, and we got a good shot of showers. So, see, they're already right. They said a 50-50 chance of showers, and so they're already right. So this correct weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
Through today, we'll have periods of clouds and sun with a couple of widely scattered showers and thunderstorms around us as well. The high temperature up between 90 and 95 this afternoon. Now, tonight, the skies become mainly clear. We drop down to 72 to 76, and we'll see sunshine with a few scattered clouds during the day Friday. Afternoon high temperature about 95 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear skies, lower 70s, and sun with a few clouds on Saturday, and again near 95. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
You know, our famous weather watcher, Jay Sokol, this morning, good hard rain right now at Texas and University. So there you go. Letting us know about that about 45 minutes ago. If you want to look at the shower activity right now, basically the top 70% of Brazos County has got some sort of light shower activity. Grimes County, same thing. They've got the upper half has some light shower activity. All of Booger County, and we'd mentioned Booger County got about 4 inches yesterday. Heaviest rain is probably down toward the Houston area. And in fact, if you're driving in, looks like from Hempstead on in, you're going to get showers, and it's raining on into the loop. And downtown Houston right now has probably got the heaviest rain in the state of Texas. And then if you're headed over toward Austin, you'll go through some showers, it looks like, once you get over past Caldwell. So there's some rain in the area, and again, most all could use it. Man in Washington State allegedly threatened to shoot a woman for her own good.
She needed killing.
Just shooting. Didn't have to kill her. Police arrested 25-year-old Justin Palmer in Bellingham, Washington, after he pointed his gub through the window of his pickup truck at a pregnant woman. He noticed she was smoking a cigarette.
Oh, my God.
He said he's going to blow her away if she didn't stop smoking. She's unhurt, gave birth to her child, but just saying, you know, don't be smoking, I'll shoot you. Don't be smoking, I'll shoot you.
He had a good intention. It was just misplaced somewhat.
I would think he somehow needed to communicate. Obviously, lacking in the social graces. Don't pull a gun when you want to talk to somebody.
Smoking's going to hurt the baby, but I'm going to shoot you in the face because that's going to fix everything.
That's right.
Might be better if he was like, I'll give you $5 if you throw away your cigarettes right now.
I don't know if you know who Mark Brown is. Mark Brown is the guy on YouTube that has a video of him dancing to Aretha Franklin's Chain of Fools with his pet raccoon, Rebecca.
Wow.
Have you heard about this?
Yes.
No, but it sounds like fun.
Well, he made a name for himself uploading his YouTube videos. And generally, just kind of he and the raccoon hanging out and having a good time. All that came to a screeching halt after Brown received a visit from the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency, promptly took the animal away from him.
Oh, they stole Rebecca?
Yep, they did.
Why?
Well, Mark believes the agency only took an interest in him because of those videos. They went viral. The wildlife rep said a neighbor complaint is what led to Rebecca's removal. Brown is a retired animal control officer. Points out that no one ever took issue with Gun Show, that's his now deceased pet raccoon, whom he had raised 4 years prior to Rebecca. But if they didn't know that I had Gun Show, they'd have been living under a rock because he took Gun Show with him everywhere he went. Rebecca currently being kept at a local wildlife rehab center. It says a rehab and education center. Are they making the raccoon go to school?
Yes.
They have sweatshops, and they have all these raccoons in there that use their nimble little fingers to put together small devices.
Yeah,
and
I thought maybe they made
rugs.
Davy Crockett hats.
No, it's remedial thievery.
That's it. Yeah, wash your food. Be sure to do that. Brown hopes his direct appeal to the governor will help him obtain a permit to bring Rebecca home, and apparently you can go online and sign a petition.
Free Rebecca.
Online to sign a petition.
I would sign that.
While we're doing animal stories, a 7-year-old golden retriever luckily is still alive after swallowing 16 rocks.
That's a smart dog right there.
Why is that?
That was sarcasm, Scott.
Oh, thank you. I thought you had a joke. The pooch underwent emergency surgery yesterday in Eden Prairie, Minnesota, removed nearly 2 pounds of river rocks. The 2-hour operation saved his life. Doctors say the dog's owner still had no clue why he ate the rocks in the first place. Because Cat said he's a smart dog.
Maybe he should be removed from the gene pool.
Well, that one, we'll
see.
See,
that's the one that needs to go to class.
Yeah. Well, they're river rocks, so, I mean, they're nice and smooth.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, you know, they wouldn't be hard to swallow. So I'm saying. We missed an anniversary yesterday, and it was a fairly significant anniversary, so we're going to crank it back a day. Because it was 60 years ago yesterday, the first wiffle ball.
No kidding.
Debuted in 1953. It was introduced by a guy named David Mullaney from Fairfield, Connecticut. He had designed the ball that curved easily for his 12-year-old son. And it was named when his son and his friends would refer to the strikeout as a whiff, thus the wiffle ball. And it could. You know, you can throw a curve without messing up your arms. Kind of fun.
I'd have lost that bet.
What's that?
Because that's the sound that it makes.
Oh, I see.
You know,
that makes sense.
But it was. It's when you whiff. That's it. That's thus the whiffle ball.
I'll be cool. Darned.
Yeah. And again, that was yesterday. In today's edition of Insurance Companies Are the Greatest Thing on Earth, a dying man denied his health care over 26 cents. Sergio Branco lives in New Jersey, diagnosed with a type of leukemia earlier this year, and his family knew the resulting medical expenses would rack up quickly. which is why he and his wife did everything they could to ensure that he was fully covered by their health insurance. Unfortunately, after 3 months of leave to undergo chemotherapy, the 33-year-old truck driver was fired from his job. Well, luckily, they had a fallback plan. They had signed up for COBRA. In case you're not familiar, terminated employees, when you're under COBRA, terminated employees must cover the entire cost of their health insurance premium themselves, making health care significantly bigger expense for people after they lose their job. Well, so he's scheduled to undergo a $500,000 life-saving bone marrow transplant in mid-August, okay? His wife knew it was critical to apply for COBRA so they'd have that coverage, and she did, and she paid $518 to this company called Paychex, a third-party benefit company. Except in her rush to maintain his health insurance, she neglected to write down the full monthly premium. It was $518.26, not $518, which is what she paid. Well, they weren't told about the 26 cents. They figured that Paychex had cashed their check and everything was okay.
Right.
A few weeks later, Sergio was informed abruptly by the hospital that he's not covered anymore. Thinking it was just a matter, of course, of sending the third-party provider the 26 cents. Oh, no, 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 no. They were instructed by the former employer, a company called Randall Reed, that they couldn't accept the additional payments from the family. So she called the Human Resources Department, and the guy said he'd see what he could do, but he hasn't called them back. So for 26 cents, this guy has no insurance coverage. No insurance coverage. See how that works out. Right now, not too good. So, hey, would you like to have a new fragrance that smells like, wow, marijuana, man? Yeah. It's called Innocence by Misty. $75 limited edition perfume. Doesn't actually contain marijuana. Just smells like it does. Why would you want to smell
like...
Yeah,
why do you want to walk around and smell like dope?
That's crazy. The cannabis-tinged fragrance created, by a Los Angeles folk singer. I guess that explains it. The famous Father John Misty. I don't know who that is.
Oh.
Yes.
The way you can be cool without having to smoke dope.
But that's it.
See, I sound like, I'm a hipster because I smell like one.
Like people, you'll walk by people and go, hey, wow, man, like he's dope.
He's been imbibing.
Yeah.
For over 40 years, the Arts Council has established strong partnerships with Brazos Valley businesses. Here's Gaines West.
At West Webb, Arbretton and Gentry, we get nothing but positive feedback about our involvement as a business partner with the Arts Council. They know that it makes us not only a community player, but an important part of the overall growth of our area.
Join the Arts Council today as a business member to make the arts a visible and thriving economic driver in our community.
What's the best way to transform your next gathering or event? T-shirts, custom-made T-shirts that you design online with Custom Ink. Whether a big game, reunion, charity fundraiser, with Custom Ink, any occasion becomes a memorable event.
Thanks, Custom Ink!
On-time delivery is guaranteed, and we'll even ship your order absolutely free.
Start designing your Custom Ink T-shirts today and see why 99% of our customers say they would order from us again. CustomInk.com.
Well, I'll tell you what, when you're looking to take care of some property, Sioux Falls Prater is your local authorized John Deere dealer, and that's two names you can count on. Sioux Falls Prater been around a long time, John Deere even longer than that, and you put them together, and it's a solution for you. Doesn't matter if it's a big project, a small one, there's a big selection of John Deere compact utility tractors, for instance, that are perfect for every job. And John Deere season is here. You need to stop out at Sioux Falls Prater and have a look at what they've got available for you. Not only can they tackle the tough jobs, you'll find hundreds of attachments that are available to make light work out of heavy-duty tasks. There's a Sioux Falls Prater location near you. Just check them out online at cptractor.com. Stop in and see what John Deere and Sioux Falls Prater have for you. Sioux Falls Prater, the local store, is located on Highway 21 West, right there by Classic Collision and Restoration. It's Sioux Falls Prater and John Deere. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices that you can afford. All right, one of the most important public treasures has been... Oh, we talked about that yesterday. There's the cow. A new Anchorman film. You ready for that? Yep. How about a new Anchorman film?
And a biography, too.
Oh, is that right? Yep. Is it a biography?
The biography of Ron Burgundy.
Let me off at the top, my classy life and other musings. Again, I went to see that movie and felt really uncomfortable. Because I worked with people like that.
Oh, without question.
Oh, just sad. If you're looking for a nice permanent vacation, Mars might be right for you. The Dutch nonprofit Mars One is only going to choose four people to go up there for that out of the 100,000 people who are applying, and you're going to have to wait till 2022 at least. There's still several hurdles that must be surmounted, such as radiation poisoning on the journey. But if you apply now, by the way, there's a low price of just $38 in the U.S. to sign up. Now, wait a minute. 100,000 people applying at $38 a pop. That does sound to me like a ripoff, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Radiation is the biggest roadblock when it comes to the actual mechanics of the trip to Mars. According to NASA, we're still relevant, Curiosity rover, it found that in the cruise phase alone, radiation levels were much higher than accepted for humans in space. It's not a showstopper, but it does mean that a human mission to Mars, as safe as it can be, you're going to have to start thinking about better shields to protect astronauts.
You have to make lead space capsules.
That probably would add to the weight, I'm just saying.
You think?
Might be a little bit different. Speaking to adding the weight, see how I just smoothly moved? That's because I'm a radio professional.
Yes, you are.
Drinking just three soft drinks a day could cause serious declines in human health and could make you
fat.
Just saying. Rats who were fed a diet of 25% extra sugar didn't have many outward effects, but the underlying health impacts were quite noticeable. The writings in the Journal of the National Communications explained that the same amount of sugar that we find in an additional three cans of soda a day in humans resulted in increased death rates and lower rates of reproduction in mice. The mice consumed 500 calories of sugar on 2,000 calorie daily diet, and the three drinks will make you
fat.
One more time. Oh, and stupid, too. And remember, fat, dumb, and stupid is no way to go through life.
No.
I'm just saying.
Hi, this is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. If you're making summer travel plans, make sure to include a trip to BCS Tires and Lifts to keep your car running great all summer long. BCS Tires and Lifts is your locally owned Tire Pros dealer. BCS Tire Pros is offering a great selection of top name brand tires and auto service, all backed with a nationwide warranty and free roadside assistance for 1 year. That's right, a free roadside assistance and a nationwide warranty. Give us your keys and put your mind at ease. Call us at 979-314-2484 or go online at BCSTirePros.com.
We've huddled up our team, laid out our game plan, and now it's time for the biggest sell of the year. All right, team, ready, break. Score bigger discounts during our kickoff clearance at Tom Light Chevrolet. We're pushing back prices way back on a huge selection of new Chevrolets, from the all-new 2014 Silverados to the all-new Impalas. Pack up your team in a new 2013 Chevy Equinox. Now only $21,599. That's it, $21,599 during our kickoff clearance. Or choose a new 2013 Chevy Cruze for $99 a month. Whoa, only $99 a month. Now that's a game changer, and only at Tom Light Chevrolet in Bryan and online at TomLight.com. Your Texas best Chevy dealer. Chevy. Find new roads.
Plus TTML Equinox stock number 53436, MSRP 25015, list 1916 discount and 1500 rebate. Cruise stock number 21201, 36-month lease at 12,000 miles per year with 3840 due at signing, plus TTML with approved credit through Ally Financial. No security deposit, 20 cents per mile overage. See dealer for details.
Spirit of Texas Bank is designed with a small business owner in mind. A locally owned, Aggie-operated private bank with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Spirit of Texas Bank understands the critical needs of the small business owner for cash flow, replacement of inventory, meeting payroll, and expansion. They provide the small business owner with the capital and resources to stay and grow their business. Spirit of Texas Bank. Bankers who know small business lending. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
About a minute till, News Talk 1620 WTAW. A Gallup poll of U.S. workers indicates two-thirds of the respondents would keep working even if they won $10 million in lottery. BS. That's wrong. That's just a lie.
Well, no, they said they would.
Yeah, okay. Had my fingers crossed. The poll found 44% would keep their jobs if they won $10 million in the lottery. 23% would seek new employment. If you win $10 million, you're going to go out and get another job?
Yeah, get a job you like.
Be hard to work. No. People who have $10 million are going to be hard to work with, okay?